بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم إحلال المرأة على ميت فوق 3 أيام إلا على زوجها 4 أشهر و10 أيام. There is a chapter that on the prohibition for a woman to mourn for more than 3 days when any, and that is for everyone else also, when anyone has passed away, the mourning period to feel sad and grieved is for 3 days. After that, we must carry on with life again as normal. And if somebody has passed away, like in the town, then to go and make taziyat, which we call behwa jawanu, to go and console them, that is also for a period of 3 days. If it is somebody out of town, far away, and he couldn't manage it within the 3 days, he will be permitted to come afterwards also. But otherwise, it is only for 3 days. Except for a woman, in the case of a husband, then what we call the iddat period. That is 4 months and 10 days. So till that period she must mourn. That is staying iddat. And there are other wisdoms also, why it is 4 months and 10 days when the husband passes away. But otherwise, Islam teaches that when somebody has passed away, bury the person as soon as possible. Don't delay for any matters. Waiting for people from far away places, etc., that is not encouraged at all. And many times amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, somebody passed away and they buried the person without even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam knowing about it. So the delay is not good at all. And then the mourning period is for 3 days normally, and then we must carry on with life as usual. And Zainab bint Abi Salamah radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat. Hazrat Zainab bint Abu Salamah radiallahu ta'ala anha says, dakhaltu ala Ummi Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, zawjin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I went to Ummi Habiba, and she was the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حين توفي أبوها أبو سفيان بن حرب radiallahu ta'ala anha. At that time, when just her father had passed away, Sufyan ibn Harb, he had passed away. After that, I went and visited her, and it was the 3rd day. فَدَعَتْ بِطِيبٍ فِيهِ سُفْرَةُ خُلُقٍ أَوْ غَيْرِهِ. Then she asked for some yellow colored perfume, or something like that, some perfume she asked for. فَدَهَنَتْ مِنْهُ جَارِيَةً. And she gave some of this perfume to her slave girl, rubbed it on her. ثُمَّ مَسَّتْ بِعَارِضَيْهَا. And then she rubbed some of it on her cheeks also. ثُمَّ قَالَتْ. Then she said, وَاللَّهِ مَا لِي بِالطِّيبِ مِنْ حَاجَةٍ. She said that I'm not in need of this perfume. I don't normally use perfume. It wasn't their habit, etc. Why did I use it? غير أن أني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول على المنبر. But why I used it is that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم, I heard him saying on the minbar, لا يحل لامرأة تؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. It is not permissible for a woman who believes in Allah in the last day, أن تحد على ميت فوق ثلاثة ليالي, that she must mourn over somebody that has passed away for more than 3 days. So during those 3 days, I did not beautify myself or anything. Normally also I don't do it, but just to come out of it, I did this, I used this perfume. إِلَّا عَلَى زَوْجٍ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَعَشْرًا. Except in the case of the husband, then it should be 4 months and 10 days, her mourning period, in which she must not beautify herself, not wear nice clothes, not adorn herself, not use jewelry, not use perfume, etc. during that period. And the same narrator of the hadith called Zainab, ثُمَّ دَخَلْتُ عَلَى زَيْنَبْ بِنْ جَحَشْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا. And I went to Zainab bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha, hina tuwafiya akhuha, when her brother had passed away. So I went and visit her as well. Fada'at bi tibin, she also asked for some perfume. فمست منه. And she used of that perfume. ثم قالت, then she said, أما والله ما لي بالطيب من حاجة. She said, by Allah, I don't need to use perfume, etc. They were very simple. Though it's permissible for woman to use perfume within the house for her husband only, not when she goes out. If she goes out, she must not use perfume, and especially where she is going to be passing by men. And today men and women are everywhere. So for a woman to use perfume when she goes out is not permissible at all. But to use it for her husband, by all means she can use it. But they were very simple people and were not in need of this. غير أني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول على المنبر. It is just because I heard Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم saying on the minbar, لا يحل لامرأة تؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر, that it is not permissible for a woman who believes in Allah and the last day, أن تحد على ميت فوق ثلاثة, that they should mourn over the person who has passed away for more than 3 days, whether it's the father, brother, son, etc., only for the husband. إلا على زوج أربعة أشهر وعشرة, only for the husband, where in that case it will be 4 months and 10 days. In these incidents, the blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam applied perfume in order to display the impermissibility for a woman to mourn for more than 3 days for anyone besides her husband. A woman should mourn for the extended period for her husband, that is 4 months and 10 days, which we call the iddat, which normally our women sit in, because of his noble right over her as her husband. That was one reason. The bond of love that existed between them, and to establish that she is not pregnant with his child. In that period of 4 months and 10 days, it will become known whether she is bearing the child of her first husband, of the husband who has passed away. If that is the case, then her iddat period is till she gives birth to the child. So in case she wants to get married, if she gets married earlier than 4 months and 10 days, which is not permissible in any case, and that nikah won't be counted, it won't be accepted, but then there is a possibility that she's carrying the husband's baby who has passed away. So therefore Sharia has stipulated 4 months and 10 days, in which time it becomes very clear whether she has conceived or not. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا